You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Sunday reiterated his closeness to the earthquake-struck populations of central Italy, who are still suffering the consequences of the quake, as well as the effects of extremely difficult weather conditions. Speaking after the Angelus prayer to some 25,000 faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis appealed to political authorities, saying, "May these brothers and sisters of ours never lack solidarity and the constant support of institutions."
Non manchi a questi nostri fratelli e sorelle il costante sostegno delle istituzioni e la comune solidarietà.
And please, he said, may no kind of bureaucracy stand in the way, causing delays and ulterior suffering. The Pope also recalled World Leprosy Day with an appeal to beat the disease, but also to fight the discrimination it generates. Referring to the observance marked annually on the last Sunday of January, he pointed out that although leprosy is on the decline, it is still much feared and it invariably strikes the poorest and the most marginalized.
Colpisce I più poveri ed emarginati.
I send my encouragement to those who work to assist the victims of leprosy and assure them of my prayers, he said. Before praying the Angelus, the Pope dedicated his catechesis to the gospel reading of the day, reflecting on the Beatitudes and inviting the faithful to trust in God. Describing the Gospel of Matthew as the keystone of the New Testament, Francis reflected on what it means to be poor in spirit and on how the need for the voracious consumption of material goods leads away from the path to salvation. Poverty, in the evangelical sense, the Pope said, is the path to the kingdom of heaven, a path that favours sharing rather than possession. You can walk the path of love, the Pope concluded, only if you have an open heart, following the example of Our Lady, the prime model of the poor in spirit, totally docile to the will of the Lord. I'm Linda Bordoni.